Yossi Chazam Pasha's Baha.
Good morning. We find ourselves samuch v'nira to the Yom HaGadol v'anira, like Ba'imir. Like Yidua, today when Tarim Psichin, when the gates are open, the Gevaldige is Rotsen, like Ba'imir, and Makelus Gimachia Rotsen, where all the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael, for the Klal and for the Prat, could be heard. And in order to understand a bit, just to tap into the Kedusha of like Ba'imir, the minig is you have a keshes on Lag BaOmer, and keshes represents the concept of tefillah, as Chazal tell us, b'charbi b'karki. So I want to share with you just one simple nekuda, the awesomeness of Lag BaOmer. The hektim, I'll tell you two mises, which I saw in a sefer Bipkudecha Asicha from Rav Moshe Menachem Teubenfeld, who's a well-known mashpia in Skver in New York. Meiridike mises. When the American Mira Rosh Yeshiva, Shmuel Birnbaum, passed away, so at the Siyam HaShloshim, there was a Spadim, and one of the Maspidim was a well-known Rav in New York. His name was Yaakov Bender, Chanich Dogel, wrote books, and whatever, he had a Yeshiva in Far Rockaway, the Architeira. And B'Sich HaDvorim, he told the story, he was in Irman in the Koil, which was attached to the Mira Yeshiva. And he noticed that there was a bacher was nebuch notam in haderach. He poshut faglitchit. And not only was he in the blotter, but he was like a bit of a... he was mashpia l'ra and other bacher. So apidin yom chuyif to tell. You can't zazach, it's a berbish or sarab. You can't keep to yourself. So he went to the Shmuel Birnbaum and he told him what he saw and what he heard. And he was seemed to be Makabalit. And then he said, Ladaiti, this Bacher has to be immediately expelled from the yeshiva because he's a very negative influence on others. Suddenly, like, Rishmul turned Chiver Kasid. He pushed it like, turned white. And he turned to the younger man, Rabbi Bender, and he said, have your teeth turned black from 40 consecutive days of fasting? That you push it in the spal and you fasted that the bacher should be chayzer lemutav before you came to the conclusion as medafim oyus far from the yeshiva. So the Vaila, he heard the story, and Rishul Birnbaim, like some ein of olav, he was mashkiach on him, and he was mekarvim b'avoyis hava. And Rabbi Yankov Bender ended the story in Tzvishn the Hespid. And 30 days ago at the Levaya from Rosh Hashiva, this Bacher who he wanted to throw out was sitting there on the Mizrachvan, Tzvishn the Allah Gedeli Rosh Yeshivas, Umarbitzi Teirah B'deirein. I'm not telling you the story. It's a very nice person to ask. But I'm not telling you the story for this lesson. I can tell you 101 stories for Rabbi Steinman. It's last week, someone gave one of the things to give out in this old, that a Maisal Derel said there was a boy kicked out of Cheder. A troublemaker or whatever. His father was in the Hansen Zabrachen, so he went to the old Tolan Rebbe, Rabbi Yechon. In the middle of the night, he's crying his eyes out. He's Menachem, and he said, you know what? The old Tolan Rebbe was like the Cheskel ben Buzi. He mavaz himself for divrei Torah. He had zero ego, zero COVID. He said, let's go to the principal, the Menachem, and we'll talk it out. And he went, in the middle of the night, Be'ishan Laila, right? And he rang the bell on the principal. The principal wasn't expecting guests at 1 in the morning, whatever. So he opened up the door, dressed in his pajamas, and so the Talmud Rebbe looks at him and he says, you expelled the bacher from your cheder this morning, and you're in your pajamas. Hey, he says, you were sleeping. You were able to sleep that night? A person like you shouldn't be a menal of a mitzvah. And it's kind of rabbis, hundreds of stories. This is a story, anyway, this is a story Rabbi Bender told at the... Why am I telling you the story? Because a while later, there was in this yeshiva, Darki Torah, in Far Rockaway, there was a PTA, and the parents come to speak to the Melamdim. So parents came, and they had a kid who was poshut. You know, unfortunately, with Avinenu, there are kids who push it. Not the Torah goes in, not they have a zikor, not they have a retentive memory, not they have a havona, not they understand what's going on, but they don't have what's happening, they have no geschmack in davening. I remember a boy came to me, the Moy Shol is an Elucha boy this week. He says to me, Elucha, I know, Rebbe, I have no geschmack in davening. He just doesn't enjoy it, like it's a pain. Doesn't enjoy davening. He's a nice boy, he's not into anything negative. He just, no tintama left problems, no. So Marcus Medina today. Anyway, Akit Sermas, so this boy was all yustluch in Ruchnias and Alekivim. And suddenly the Malamed tells the parent, I don't know what happened, but the boy is totally transformed. He was metamorphosized. He's now the best bacher in the Kita. And he davens with a geschmack, with an Ehrenskite, an Elecha bacher about Midas Toivis. He's shining in Meshich Melamayla Gavoya from all the other bacher. And I haven't done anything special, nothing changed, doesn't know makara. What happened all of a sudden? The father, not the Malamed knew, not the principal knew, not the father knew. The mother says, I know. Because this story that Rabbi Bender said at the Shloshim, it made waves. It became the mikvahs everyone talking about, right? Blaz, it went viral, I think they call it today, you know? Everyone's talking. So this mother picked up the story. So she took it very literally, a simple yidin, whatever. Okay, so she fasted every weekday for 40 days straight for her son, and it was one of the days we was coming back from Eretz Yisrael. And because, whatever, she had 6 extra hours to fast on top of the fast, because until they arrived in JFK, the airport, and she fasted 40 days. I know what happened. Ad kan, first story. Soon see. A second story. There is in Eretz Yisrael a Freier kibbutz by the name of Ramat Ha-chalutzim. And in this kibbutz, there was a couple who were brought up b'derech ha-toyre v'ha-mitzvah, and Nebuch, the couple, both of them glitched, they went to this left-wing secular kibbutz, Rahman al-Islam, had a family there, but together they slept, the mother, the wife, they slept her old mother. Old mother was a from a European woman who joined her daughter, only daughter, in this kibbutz. And they used to call her on the kibbutz, Pnina HaMishugat. Michigan. Why was she Michigan? It's very, very hot in this kibbutz. And she used to go in the, she used to work in the machbesa, in the laundry department. It's very hot, this machine collect. Whatever it was, it could be 100 degrees. She's dressed, unlike anybody else in this kibbutz. And this old lady was very like a bit of an introvert. She wasn't very talkative. Even her grandchildren didn't know her too well. But very nice. Everyone liked her. She's a nice person. Very quiet, reserved person. And by him, she got older and older and older. And she became whatever. And by him, she's sitting there. She's a frail, feeble, old. By him, it was Erev Chagah Pesach Tov Shin Samach Aleph. 18 years ago. And she calls in her granddaughter, who is just turning 12. And she tells her, Ronit, right? I want to ask you a favor. You're too young yet. You can't make moves. But when you turn 18, I want you to do tshuva, to be chozer b'tshuva, and to go to return to where you come from, the Kor Matzavta, you come from Elucha, from Yid. Right? And that would be the greatest thing you could do for me. And that was her final savo, because boy bayoim, a few hours later, she passed away, and boy bayoim, she went to Menuch, they buried her. Erev Pesach. Anyway, this girl was like a bit shaken by this. She didn't tell anybody, but she was shaken. But she went back to Shigrat HaChayim, as it's called. You know, her habits, whatever, kibbutz, whatever. Not a place which is conducive to spirituality. And when she was 18, and the grandmother had told her when she was 12, Erev Pesach, right, that when you turn 18, I'm going to come back to you in the Cholim to remind you of what I told you. Now, 6 years later, and the girl Taka turned 18, and she had a Cholim, and her Baba, her Sabta, came to her and told her this Pnina HaMishugat came to her, and she told her, I want to remind you what I told you 6 years ago, the day I passed away, that you should be Chazeres B'Tshuva, right? and to make sure that you realize it's real and not just a cholam, a dimyan, in the ma'on, wherever where she lived, in the place, there's a drawer, set of drawers, and inside this in this drawer, you'll find the letter that I wrote to you. So she wakes up. She doesn't know in a haze. She doesn't know if it's real, if it's an illusion, right? And she taka finds a thing of letters, right? By the way, her grandmother, when she appeared to her in a chalum, she was dressed with her long skirt. Her face was radiant, luminous, shining, and she was wearing a luminous keser on her head. And the girl goes to the place, and she finds the stack of papers, and she writes her a letter, Ronit, right? Tell her our whole history. So she went through to grow up in Europe, and other people. She went through the camps, whatever. Her husband was murdered, her whole family was murdered, and she was able to come out alive herself with one child. And she writes that after all the trauma and the experiences, she decided, I don't want to talk much, because I'm scared I'll be nichshel in Lashon Hara. So she was very, very silent, a quiet, reserved person, introverted person. But she said to raise your mother, difficult circumstances, ain't a lane, she had no support network, etc., etc. Was mamish givaldig mesiras nefesh. And it was her only daughter, Bas Yechida, she joined her on the kibbutz, but she said she was moisir nefesh, to keep Shabbos, kashrus, sneers, and chulu v'chulu. And she hopes in the schus of her mesiras nefesh, v'shmiras ha-teira mitzvahs, they will grant her permission to go to her einigel, and she should, right? And she writes in the letter that I hope that now you're 18, you're independent, you should go to Yerushalayim and be chodesh b'tshuva and find the seminary that caters to newly observant people. People have found the Yiddish scriptures, right? And this girl, she's like, after a dream, and she saw her grandmother, and and there's a letter which survived 6 years somehow. She left the kibbutz, she went to Yerushalayim, she found a seminary called Neve something in Yerushalayim, and who caters to these kind of... The secretary hears her story just already off the street from a friar kibbutz, a left-wing secular socialist kibbutz, comes. She knows what to do with, what to make of the story, what to do with. She calls in the Rabbi Zussman, who's an expert in Kiruv. He hears the story, and she wants to know, will he be dispelled from the story? And he sees he's like shaking. He's white. So let me tell you the second part of the story. Says, me and you are related. Your Sabta was a relation of mine. He lives in Yerushalayim, he's like a Rav, and she's living on a Friday kibbutz. She came to me, Chof Hei Sivin, Tov Shin Nun Tes, when she was still well, right? And it was the last time I saw her. And she gave me a matafa, a envelope, right? And she said, if one day my enigel, right, comes here to visit you, to join the seminary, I want you to give it. And in the thing, she, another whole message to Ronit, to this girl, and she's going to daven for her, and she's hoping with Hashem that she will, she thanked her for now having gone to Sem, right, and returning back to the Eibishter, right, and Tari Mitzvahs. And she gave her a bracha, that she should be zoicha to marry a Talmud Chacham, Yir Shemayim, and give brachas, showered brachas on the end of the Hashem will be born of Chuk. Out comes the second story. It's not every day, you know, that. What is the moral of both stories? What can I learn? What's the Musar Haskel for us in preparation for Lag B'Omer? I guess not someone's people staying in my house. Americans are incredibly naive. They're very sweet people. People come from America. They have American dollars. So they asked me, could you use American dollars in Sainsbury's, in Tesco's, in a Jewish shop? I have to explain to them, American dollars are very, you know, very nice, very tired. But American dollars, they're not legal tender. In England, they have pounds, sterling. You don't have dollars. Everyone American thinks that there are certain currencies that are legal tender, that are over la seicher, and there are some that are not acceptable. Doesn't open any doors. You can't purchase anything. Al derech ze in himmel, right? Not only himmel, down here also in Hamas. In ikvus de mashiach, when a chuy shichy chazorts, and the gefarlecha hester pon. Right, and we discussed numerous times that the nisyonis of this generation are awesome, incredible. Tzadikim couldn't believe of the nisyonis, lack of behirus of emuna that we face. What is the legal tender? What is the key, mafteach, that opens up doors, side between a yid and the ebrister, and side between who mekarav another person? one thing that works. That's called Mesiras Nefesh. In both these stories have the common denominator that through the Mesiras Nefesh of a mother fasting 40 days, a baba, whatever, Mesiras Nefesh for Yiddishkeit opens up Taren Psichen. The gates are open. The Shefa Chaim, the cousin of the Rebbe, told the story. This Elter Zayd, the Divrei Chaim, last Pesach of his life, Baal Medein, his yahrzeit was just Chafei Nissen. He was critically ill. And he's sitting by the Seder. And before Achilles Matzah, he says, he was not well. He said to the Mashpakim, bring in all the Eindiglach here. And they swore, Alti, Atadi, whatever. And he had to eat Matzah. Right? A kenched. Every time he tried to eat a Gezayas Matzah, he was Makia. Came up. Again and again and again, until finally he managed to down a Gezayas. He said, I want the Eindiglach to know that there's a Derhelech v'Derbo. So it's coming out tight. Right? That people, that Yiddishkeit will be totally in Chut HaSair. And the only way to be an Erlich Yid in these difficult times, if a Yid has Mesiras Nefesh for every Mitzvah HaSeid HaRais. Then afterwards, more of HaSeid is even harder, because I guess more. And same story, and you have to have Mesiras Nefesh for every Midrab Drabo. Then when it came to Kirach, he said, right? Let the Enlich know they have to have Mesiras Nefesh for every Minigisur. And the Kluzberg Rebbe explained this, Al Derech, the Gemara in the Gemara is ahead in the Fayin Dalet, that although for every other mitzvah, chutz v'shvichdom avet zorn gilorayis, the din is yavir al yehorig, Omer, says the Gemara, right, says the Gemara, b'met v'orim amurim, when this is true, shaloi b'shas gzeiris malchus. Or if there's a gzeiris malchus, then a person has to be mezer nefesh, a chata shmad, even an arkis of the mesana, on a shoelaces, right? The Kluzberg of the Rebbe said, our generation is a shasta shmad. Right? The only way a Yid could remain, could blive by Yiddishkeit in today's generation, was your nefesh of every derais, every drabon, every minig, every simin and sifkot and shulchan aruch. Based on this, I can understand famous mechilta, which you all know the mechilta, on the pasuk mat yitzaku elai darbel b'nei Yisrael v'yiso, say chazal in mechilta, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, Hayam Soyer, the sea is raging, and you're sitting here davening. So Moshe says, so what should I do if I shouldn't daven? Right? He says, split the sea. Like the atvi on Moshe, what else does a yid do? B'shas soris, tofas, umus, aviseinu, he daven. Right? Atvi. The yam is soyer, and the oyev, the soyni is raidev, and you're davening. Hello, what's wrong with that? That's what a religious Jew does. So the Berach Moshin is Chiddush Torah for Pesach, says a moyedi di gevort, behekdim mechzim soyfer. I've said this with soyfer before. It's a moyedi di soydis di chzim soyfer. You remember the Chazal say of Yishlach Yankiv, Malach Mufanov, that Yankiv was meichin with three things. L'doran, l'tvila, ul'mucham. What's the chance? Says it's a very deep Chesnusayfer. I don't understand it exactly every detail, but the Yisoid is Chesnusayfer. He says there's three Bechinas in Esav. There's three ways Esav could relate to us. There's three Matzovim to relate to Esav. One is, when initially the plan, as we discussed many times, the Ebershter wanted that Yankiv and Esav should be like Yisachar and Zul. I'll let you find later in history, Rebbe and Antoninus. So when Esav is a brother to Yankiv, right? Then how do you deal with Esav? Give him a daughter. Give him, you're good with me. Give him a gift. Give him a yachid's geld. Whatever, that's fine. But then the second matzav, when Yidin, when Lachmanu L'Aslan are not Uysin Ritzoyin Yishalmok. We're not in a good way, spiritually. Right? And then, right? What happens with Esav? The masculine Malach of Esav is called Samachmen. Gimatria 100. Nukve, the feminine counterpart, is called Lamed Yudzov, which is Gimatria 480. How much is, who's the mathematician here? How much is 480 plus 100? 580. And that's when Esav is referred to as Seir. So far, so good? Samachmen. 100 plus Lamed Yitzav, 480, 580, which is Gimatria Seir. And in this kind of matzah, when things ain't so great, it's At this moment in time, you could be Peul Yeshuas to be saved from Yedayim with the Esav through Kol Yankov, through Tefillah. Tefillah helps. Then there becomes a matzav achi gerua, the lowliest possible matzav, where it's a shas hashmat, where even the midas hadin, rachman olzan, is metuchal sinayim shal Yisrael. And then, said the Holy Sumsoyisher, even tefillah doesn't help. It's a bechina from tzosom tefillos. It's a kusi be'anan lach mevor tefillah. Tefillah won't help. The old, and where is, what is the name we call Esav? It's not just Samach Mem plus Lam, there's 100 plus 480. It's the Kedusha, the Nakuda, the Nitzis of Kedusha, which in Esav, which is, the full name is Samach Mem Alif Lamed, right, plus Lamed Yud Sof. So instead of 580, you add another 31. What do you got? 611, which is Gimatria Reshef, which is one of the forms of Azikin, you know, of Negit. Reshef is 580, good, fine. And then when you have the worst matzav, Samach Mem Alef Lamed, plus Lamed Yusuf, right? Then it's Gimatria Edim. When you take a shlos mem, a final mem, a mansapach mem, and a mem is 600, so how much is aleph, dalid, vov, plus 600? 611. What? A final mem. Yeah. Why? Why is aleph gematria 1? I don't know. That's the way the Abraham made the world. That's the way he made 22 letters and 5 final letters. Hello? It's not a question of why. You count from Aleph till Tav. Tav is 400. Then a Langer Chof is 500. Right? Then a Shlos Mem is 600, etc. Till you come to Tzadik, which is 900. Then you come to Aleph, which is either Aleph or 1. Okay, whatever. We'll talk about it some other time. I got a whole shiur once about it. Man Tzapach. Not now. So then you have Edoim, which is the worst manifestation, which is 611. And Edoim stands for the Chum Sofer, who doesn't get involved. He says, Ein lenu esik ben hastaros. You can remember Shel Zachar if he did, right? Edoim stands for Ein doiresh ve'ein mevakish. This is the lowliest possible matzav. Ein doiresh, the Gemara in Soita, Ein doiresh ve'ein mevakish. Val mile yeshon yishon, yeah. That's the worst. Therefore, I understand when Yankiv Avinu is about to meet his brother Esav, right? He prepares for all three possibilities, scenarios. He sends the Dorin in case he wants to be a brother. El Ochiv Esav. If he's Bechina Seir, then he goes with what? Tefillah. And in case he's Bechina Edoim, then the Melchom. Because Melchom is Mesiras Nefesh. And this is what the Chum Sofer says, when it's really a shasha shmad, shasha gzeira, not Doran helps, not rationality helps, not logic helps, not even tefillah helps. The only thing that helps mul Esav is the milchama b'mesiras nefesh. By the way, let me just tell you derech agav. Right? Divrei Torah, as the Rebbe say, ashirim makim echad v'ashirim makim achad. The Chum Sofer himself, this is why I said now it's Chum Sofer in Parshas Vayishlach. There's a Chum Sofer in Parshas Toldos who brings from his Rebbe the Haflor, and today Baruch Hashem they printed you have the old Haflor and you have the Haflor Madura Tinyon, right? And so it's a word of the Haflor in two places plus the Pnei Yeshua. Let me just throw out for those people who are mathematically inclined. Give me the Zavort. It says by Esav was Ish Yoidea Tzai. Right? Yeah. What does Yodea mean? We said many times. Miloshin va'odom yodo eschav ishti eschav. Right. So the name of Esav is Esav Ayin Shin Vov, which is 376, and you add to it Sayid, which is 104. How much is 104 plus 480? Which is Vayter Lamed Yud Lamed Sof. The negative clip, feminine. And then Ish Yedeya Tzayid, which is the Samach Mem, who's the Ish, the masculine. So you added what? 100 into the equation, which is 580, which that I said is reshef, right? Which is also Seder. What's the opposite of Esau was ish soda? The yankiv ish tom yeshiva holot. So when Esau is ish seir, he's hairy, right? It's called seir. Yankiv is what? Vanuichi ish? No, it doesn't say vanuichi. Yankiv did not say vanuichi ish tom. And ish holot. What is Cholok? You're not going to be a genius. Every school child takes course 101 in Kabbalah, knows that Cholok, 138, is Gimachi Havaya Eke and Havaya Adonai, 138. Cholok. In other words, Esav is Dovuk and Samachmem and Shratzior Klippus, and Yankov is Ish Cholok, he's attached to the Shechinah, the Kedush. Yeah? Therefore, Chazal say, everyone knows the Gemara Brochas Daf Hei. What does the pasuk say in Iuv, right? Bnei reshef yagbiu uf vein uf elatayir shenamar is hayonar. The antidote when you have Esav in his real negative form, right, is samach mem aleph lamed plus lamed is 611, which is gematria Torah. You're not going to be a genius. Hello, yeah. The Torah is the app. That's why we say kol yankiv, and any yadayim shaltas. Therefore, the pasuk says. This is, by the way, the word from the Pnei Yeshua, the brachos. V'zorach mi seir lomoi, right? That Matan Torah is the antidote to seir to Esav. Says the Chum Sofer to add another word to what that flaw said. The yankiv ish tom Yeshua tom. What's the gematria of tom? You know, I have no. Oh, you guys are so straight and narrow, Mancunians. A bit of creativity. Tough is 400. A Schloss Mem at the Mantabach is 600. And a regular Mem is 40. So how much would you add all the possibilities here? 400, 600, and 40? 1040. Hello? So just like you, Esav is Mechaber Yedea Ish, Yedea Tzayid. He's Mechaber Tzayid with Lamed Yud, with the negative, with the Nukve, right? Yankiv, he does what? Ish Tom, which is 1040. And add to it Yankiv, which is 182. What do you got? How many, Rabbi? Two methods. What? 1,222. Pasha. What is 1,222? Can you guys think out of the box for once in your lives? No? Teirus Gimachia, we just said what? 611. The Yankiv is Tom. Yoshev Aholim, how many Aholim? Two, because Teirah Shebek Saut, and Teirah Shebek Peh, how much is 611 times two? 1,222. The Yankiv, it's a Chum Sefer. The Yankiv, Ishtam, Yoshev Aholim. Now I understand why Chazal Darshan V'samtem is Sam Tom. Teirah could be a Sam Movis or a Sam HaChayim. V'sam, it should be a Sam of Tumimus. And the Iker is that Yankiv should vanquish and not just squash, but it should take the kuchas of the sultan and mahapich it. And therefore, when Yankiv victor is in the battle with the Samach Mem, this epic struggle with the Malach of Esav, his name is changed from Yankiv to what? Yisrael. And I've said to countless times, Yisrael is gematria, Yankiv plus sultan. Hello. Just like two times Yankiv, two times 182 is gematria 364, which is gematria sultan, as Chazal say. The Vayakveni Zeh, Pamayim, two times Yankim, which is the same reason when you learn Torah, it becomes Sam Chai, because Sam Achmem, and Atbash is what? Anyone out there? Sam Achmem, and Atbash is Chai. So instead of Sam Achmem Aleph Lamed, you have Kel Chai. And Kel Chai, Bimiluoi, hello, Aleph Lamed, Ches Yud, is Gimachia 613. And that's why Yankim sends him a message, Imlovon Garti, Garti, Sadrashi, is Gimachia Taryag. Yes, and therefore you vanquish Esav. And therefore when Yankiv gets the Bechira, initially Esav was the Bechira. Yankiv gets the Bechira. So you have two times Yaakov, the way it's spelled in, with a Vav, Bimilua, when he takes the Vav of Esav, is 188. How much is 188 times 2? 3, which is Gematria? Esav! Yankiv vanquishes and covers over and takes over. Okay, I've just said that as keep your guys' brain cells working a bit. Okay, Nachson Yenei, right? Sofer told us a klal, what's relevant to us here, that when Esav is b'chinas Edoim, when he's in the worst possible, the worst darga shvela, then even Torah, even Tefillah in themselves can victor. Here you need Mesiras Nefesh. The only antidote is therefore, says the Satmar of the Beirach Moshe, now I understand the Chan Mechilta. The Abraham says to Moshe, Hayam Soyer, Vasoine Roidif. And that's just physically. There's a kitrug. The Sar Shel Yam is saying, rationally, logically, spiritually, emotionally, you're not on the Madrega to be Zoichet to miracles. Now you're davening. Davening helps if Esav is Sawyer. Davening doesn't help if the guy is Edoim. If you're in Drerd, Mamish, whatever. Now the only Eitzah is Va'ata Horeim is Yotcha Mesiris Nefesh. Let them go up until Bo Mayim Ad Nefesh. And then you'll have the issue. By the way, he also says in Parashas Vayishlach, Lefizeh Yom Tzantan Yos. On the Pasuk, Vayishlach Yankim Malachim Lefonov, says Rashi, Malachim, Malachim Mamish. What does Malachim Mamish mean? Said the Tver Shleim, and Mamish stands for Rosh Tevis, Mikabolas Malchu Shemayim. Every time a person does a mitzvah, he creates a malach, it's an eger. The malachim that Yankiv Avinu sent to Esav came from the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Kabbalah to Malchus Shemayim. That, of course, why didn't he send them from the malachim of the Chvesnish? What? This is Feltnish kind of mitzvah, isn't it? You create malachim. Dafka Kriyashma, number one. Number two, he asks, Pasuk here says, "Vayomer likei avi Avram velikei avi Yitzchak." Hashem oimer lai shuv me'artzchol le'latzchol ve'tivimoch. Says Rashi, "Kach omer Yankov Hakadosh Baruch Hu, shtei haftoches yiftachtani. Twice you promised me, I'll be well. Right? When I was leaving Betzesi in Beis Avi from Be'er Sheva, there you told me, Ushmarticha, give me a promise, Ushmarticha, cholashetik." And when I was in Beis Lavan, you told me Shuv el Eretz Avisecho Meladetcho Vetivimach, right? Ve'ayimach, yeah. Twice as haftochus, right? B'shtei haftochus elu ani bo lefanecha. Says Yankim, I'm going standing for the Ebrisher. What's my right? Because you promised me twice when I went, and you told me to come back. Vetivimach. Shtel zuch the shaylo. The Ebrisher has to promise you twice, and if the Ebrisher would have promised you once, it's not, you can't rely on the Abishir. Hello? Why is he madgish the second time around? Next, what does he say? Hatzileni na miyad ochi miyad eso, penyova ivi kani, emobon. So some of us, emobonim, is it penyova ivi kani? Emobonim, brother. Lemainaf gemina, how, what's the emobon? The hectic, the Gemara says in Brachas Tavheyom, Rabbi Yitzchak, you'll know it, kalach kairi kriyash mal mitosei. You say Kriya Shema Mita, it's like holding a double-edged sword. Shenemar, Roimur Yizkel Begreina, V'cherev Pipiz. Frekti Gemara, my Mashma, how do you know Kriya Shema? Says, my Reisha Dekra. Before that it said the Pasuk, Yalzuch Sin B'chovid, Yenal Mishkevaisa. Roimur Yizkel Begreina, V'cherev Pipiz. So first one, it's vital for my Mashma. How do you talk about Kriya Shema? So the Berach Meir just says, based on the Chasam Sofer's word, I understand. Right? When Esav is not Bifchinas Ach, he's not your brother. He's not in brotherly love mood. Right? And he's out to get you. So there's two possible Mahalchim. He's Bifchinas Seir, then you have to go work with Tefillin. If he's Bifchinas Edoim, then you got to work with Mesiras Nefesh. That's what Roimim Moiskel Begroinum refers to what? Tefillin. If you're on lower madrega, even tefillah, even supplication, even, right, then you need another madrega, v'cherev pipiyos b'yodom. Which is the mitzvah, which is called v'cherev, that you go to war, the mitzvah of Mesiras Nefesh, and Zohar HaKadosh, we're up to, almost up to Lag BaOmer, right? That's Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema Ayid is Mesiras Nefesh, when he's Mekabel Yehuda Yizborech, and that's, right? Kol HaKoyre Kriya Shema, right? Kil Oiche Yizcherev Shel Shei Pipiyos B'yodom. Because the only way against Edoim, als Edoim, is Mesiras Nefesh. Now I go back. Vayishlach Yankov Malochim. Says Rashi, Malochim Mamish. And the Tver Shleim says, what is the Mamish? Mikabalos Malchus Shemayim. Because he sends, he doesn't know where's Esav holding Ali B'demis. Is El Ochi? Is he stay? Is he Seir? Is he Seir? Is he Eretz Edoy. It can be one of these three scenarios, right? So he sends him a lochem that are created by Mesiras Nefesh of Kriyashma. And therefore he says, Abishdi, you promised me twice. And at the end, in Beis Lavan, you said, go back to Eretz, why the twice? Because the Satmar of the Riyoyal asks, when the Ramban famously says that Yaakov Avinu only kept mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Lartz. Asher Alkin says the Ramban that when he returned to Eretz Yisrael, Vani Bevoi Mipadon, Meisalai Rachel had to pass away because he's married to two sisters. So initially, does Satmar Rebbe in the Riyoyal, he says Nachmir, he knew that there's a sakana for Rachel. There may be even a sakana for Leah, because they're both two sisters. Once he married Rachel, they're both halachically culpable, right? That's why the Satmar Rebbe asks, in the parash Vayetze, it says, Vayishlach Yankov calls Rachel Leah Minas from the field, and he says that the Eibishter appeared to me, Amish, and told me, what should I do? If the Eibishter told you, Shuv, Leah, Tavisecha, what are you asking your wife? For permission, for what? Because Yaakov Avinu knew Baruch Hashem that going back to Eretz Yisrael with his two wives is a sakana. One of them, or both of them, he didn't know what. But some of them may have to give up their lives. It's dangerous. So when I face that scenario, should we go back immediately? Or maybe we'll go to Pshayla, we'll give a kvittel to somebody, but eight again, we'll find a way, we'll give it to eight. After we should slow it down the process, right? Because maybe Matachas eight had to get already this death sentence that's hanging above you. What did the women say? What does Rachel Valeya say? What? Right? Hello? What did he say? Kol Asher Omer Likim Elecha. I say, now, miyad, takeif. So therefore, when Yankiv wants him me'udir rachmim for the family, when he's fighting Esav, right? What does he say? Pen yove vikani, eim albon. This is the Mesiras Nefesh of a Yiddish Amama, to do Ratzon Hashem. And Mesiras Nefesh is the only thing we said before that's able to fight against Esav. Therefore, Tzadikim said, I said this once before, recently. Kriyashma become b'mesiras nefesh. Through that, you're mevatel ol gzeiros royos on a person. Deibrish is meichel ol yaraveris. It saves you from all kinds of tzaris in the world. Midas hadin is nishapet midas harachamim. Right? The Rechaim says, yemoir yugimu was harachamim. In fact, I don't know when I said this. The Tveres Bonim from the Mooncatcher brings B'Shem his father. The Shem Shlomo, that's Pshat Kolat Shemeya Yitzachakli. Someone who says Shema properly, Yitzachakli, is by the Eibishter Choshu as if he's Yitzchak, who is Ne'er Kedal Gabi Amazbech. The hearer, I'm serious, Nefesh, is as if by the Eibishter it's as if it was done. Which, by the way, the commander says in Tzorichaya, Buri Dikaraya, we just read a few weeks ago, not long ago, right? Paul says, "V'nigdashti," the midst of Kiddush Hashem, Tzirch Nefesh. "B'soich b'nei Yisrael ani Hashem." "B'soich b'nei Yisrael ani Hashem." Is Gimatria 1,118, which is Shema Yisrael Hashem on the Kenosh. What's the word? Shema Yisrael. Even though at the moment it's verbal, it's as if a person's going on Mesiras Nefesh. And the commander writes, most of the tzoras of Kal Yisrael happen because Yidden are not thinking about Mesiras Nefesh. B'shas Tzikrus. Right, I see people davening. I don't know. I'll see about meeting. I see people davening. They spend 3 hours on Shemini Esrei, because that's when they're asking for the gifts to come down the chute, you know, for whatever. I need this. I need that. Oh, I need. When it comes to serious nefesh, ois ego, ois self, ois whatever. You see, Elchin daven sugi de zimra takes hours. Like Kriya Shema, Shemini Esrei, you have to ask what you need because you're a maimon, right? And you need. But your whole focus in davening is not just to get rid of everything else, just come to Shemini Esrei and give the wish list what you want for whatever. Anyway, it's a own personal whatever. Menachzul Yenei. After this Hakdama, we can now begin the Hakdama to the Shir. What is Lag Ba'Omer? We said is the end of Keshes, the end of Tefillah. Lag Ba'Omer is Gimatria L'mai L'min HaTeva. The Beis Halachmi, the Katman Arav, says a Meridi Gavor, says when he was a Bochron, Tafresh B'Zayin, he was in Munkach. And he went by the Yortzeit of Darkei Tshuva, he went with his son, his successor, the Michzal Lazar, to the scene of his father. And the Minchas Elazar had a custom that whenever he went to his father's sin, they would sing Bar Yochanan. Why? Because Akiva Tshuva wrote a famous sefer, three volumes, a Pirush on Tikkuni Zohar. So he had a big shaykhus to Rosh Hashanah. So he sang Bar Yochanan. So after he finished, he said in the Pizman, we say Ashrei Ha'om Heim Lo Yimdechu. Now grammatically, what should you say? Ashrei Ha'om Lo Yimdechu Secho. What do you mean Heim Lo Yimdechu? It's a very strange. So Mir Zalazar Tais Lazoy. This is Amol Dera Tzadikim, the Shamas of Tzadikim. In Shmei Morim and Gan Eden and Lofty Madregas. And the Eibusher doesn't want to mitzayir the neshama is to hear the tzaras of their krivim, of their anshei shleimam and of the klal, whatever. The Eibusher doesn't mail them from tzaddikim in Gan Eden. What's going on with reality? What a Eden do? You go to kivrei tzaddikim and you teach the tzaddikim was tutzuch. This one needs a shidduch, and this one needs a zivik, this one needs a refor shleima, this one needs bona chaim, whatever. Right? Ashrei Om loim dehaim loim decha, that they teach the tzaddik was tutzuch in this world, that the tzaddik shim oir rachim. Right? And that's, gather that Teres Svi says, Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoy is gimatri yidid nefesh of arachim. Right? And the kidu in Sforim, harashbi is rashi tevis yush pashef arab b'chol oilus. Right? The gevaldige bruch. Why is that? Where does the school of the Israel of Lag B'Omer come from? Because you know that the Rashbi was a nitzus of whose neshama, amongst others? Hello, take a guess. How do you know? Pasha, because Lag B'Omer is Gimachi Misha. Hello. And you will find that the same day of the week of Zayin Odor will always be the same day of the week of Lag B'Omer. And in Eretz Yisrael, Grada, there's a minig on Zayin Odor, you can't go to Har Nevoi. A, the Jordanians won't let you in, and B, you don't know where it is. Right? Frashal Chumachos Rosho, right? People go to Lag BaOmer, to Meiron, actually, on Zayin Adar also. Because it's the same Nishab. Right? Yes? Yeah? What is the... What? Azoy Zoxdu. I can't help you. Faket. Mesh Rabbeinu is Pashtus of the Mesh, will Dori V'Dori. Okay, yeah, hello. I can argue with you, I wouldn't even bring me a rayo, bring me a toysfus, I'd be bigger. We can't argue with anything. Right. Right? What is the Tzad HaShov of Moshe Rabbeinu and Rashbi? Both personify the Indian of Mishra's Nefesh. Moshe Rabbeinu is Vim Ayin Mechenin Am Yisifrcho. Right? The Abishu would have destroyed Klal Yisrael, Sadden Kuvav, Lulei Moshe, Lulei, the Omer, whatever, Omer Beperetz, right? What is Rashbi all about? He's the Grisa Kanui. You know, when the Gemara Lam Daf Lamed Gimel, which, by the way, as we all know, is the 33rd member of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in Chas on Daf Lamed Gimel, 33rd time Rav Shimon Bar Yochai appears, and when the Romans and Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ain't they great? They make merchatzois," and Rabbi Yehuda says, and Rav Shimon says, "They're a bunch of shlechter shoyim." Why? Because Rav Shvi is the man the Omer who says, "Halochi biyadua esu sein liyankov." That's Rav Shvi, right? If I'll derech the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Ches, Kishachol Rav Yosi ben Kisma, so Rav Chinam Tadian goes to visit him, and he says, Chanina Achi, right? Ata Yedeya, don't you know that Umazu, Min HaShemayim Him Lichu, it's where the Eibishter arranged it. And they're the ones who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and Chorug, and killed and murdered, and whatever, right? And Shemati Oymer Malecha, that what? The Yomakel Kehilu Yisin Yedor Yishter Berab, right? So he says, don't worry, min haShemayim yirachu. To which Rabbi Yosi bar Kisma says, I'm telling you divrei tami, you're telling me min haShemayim yirachu. And he said, what'll be the stuff of it? What can you do? We won't have to argue. What leaked to the machlikas? Rabbi Yosi bar Kisma said, you know, a person is bal b'shleim mishul malchus, you're living in a goyish society, the goyish or whatever, and there are tyrants in the Ruth, whatever, at least shvayg. Don't be murdered. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai lives on a different plane. And he knows that the kavona of the Romans, who are Edom, same area, yeah, is really to shmad his kol Yisrael. It's exeris hashmad. His own rebbe was soikles basari masreika shel barzli, put his body on whatever, right? So Rav Shimon bar Yochai is the kanoi who doesn't give in because he's living on different planes. He's connected to luchos harishayim, to whatever, right? Rav Shimon bar Yochai is the man. The first time Rav Shimon bar Yochai appears in the shas, you know where? Brachas dafei. Gimel ma Rabbi Yochanan b'Shem Rishon Yehoi Gimel matonis toivus nosnagel shbaruch Yisrael v'kulan leinitnu ella the Yisurim, the Elohein, Peira, Eretz Yisrael, and Elam Haba. And this is Rashir Meyachoyd Lishitosik, right? If we say in the Piyut, we say, you know, Bar Yechoy Nezarta Begvura, Bimulchemes Eishdos Hashaora, Vecherev Haitzesa Meitara, Meitara, Shalafta Neget Sayerecha. Rashir Meyachoy is the warrior, the fighter. Not Pagashmi, the Baruchdis, right? The Bechin of an Oyev Hashem Sinura, which by the way, what's the first word David HaMelech says in Tillim? Ashrei. What is Ashrei what? Ashrei Yisrael Achbatzaz Rishoyim. And the second capital, which really one with the first capital, I'll say, Lama Raksha Goyim Ulumi, Riki Chatzal, Al Hashem Vel Mashiach, and that's what we say, against the tyrant against the Goyim. You know why? Therefore, he starts with Ashrei. Because Ashrei is no trigun, Oyev Hashem Sinura. And there's no greater Oyev Hashem than Ashrei. Anam b'chavivusu talim et avos Hashem, to the extent that you love the Eibush to yours, you hate evil. And therefore Ashbi was Moser Nefesh, unlike Shittas of his colleagues, to fight against the Romans. And he sat in a Meira, Moser Nefesh, 13 years, and Shem Konisa Hoitcha v'adorecha, that l'fi erech, the Moser Nefesh of Rav Shirma Yechoy, right? I got no time to laugh, but that's why Tzadikim said, the reason in Meiron, right? Inside the Meira is Bechinas Yom Kippurim. Outside the Meira, Bechinas Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the idea of Keser, which is Sofer just as Keser, Kabbalah, is connected to Hoyt Shebehoyt, right? The Mesiris Nefesh of, that's why Yom Kippur, you have five tefillahs connected to five parts of the Neshama. The Gila of Yechidah Shebenefesh, to which a Yid is Mesir Nefesh. And that is Nesgala on Lag Ba'omer. And whenever there's Mesiris Nefesh, it's the Netzach Netzochim, and it's for all of Kal Yisrael, and therefore we end off always in the Pismon. We say, Teirosei Mogin Lonu, He Meiris Einenu, Hu Yamlet Soivadeinu, Adin Yibrech. Tap into the school of Lag Ba'omer, that the Eibush helps to bless us all, Begash Mizruch, Zibon HaChayim Zayin. Amen.